Even though I'm looking for that thing, that validation, that connection, that information, that clarity, I'm looking. And there's a part of me, oops. That says, other people can get it.
Other people can have it.
But not me.
Not me.
And it's so painful.
Even in my excitement.
Even in my positive expectation.
There's this other part of me.
This part without light.
Refusing to believe.
It can be my turn.
I can receive.
Oh, I believe I can receive.
The dings,
the accidents, the big yucky stuff,
the mad people,
blaming me.
Wouldn't it be nice
if I could truly believe?
It is a world of contrast.
And for every moment
that I have been sad,
filled with shame,
guilt,
Pain,
suffering.
I am capable
in this physical body
of the opposite.
I want to believe
that I can embrace
contrast,
life on this earth.
And for every loss,
I want to see that I receive
more than I expected.
And for every betrayal,
I want to notice
security.
Support.
Synchronicity.
Divine timing.
Wonderful connection.
And for every loss,
I want to remember.
I am so much more
than the pain that I know.
The pain that is personal.
The pain that is uniquely mine.
I am so much more.
I am all the love,
all the light
that allowed the pain
to exist.
Without the light,
without the love,
there would be no loss.
No loss at all.
I want to connect.
I want to recognize.
I want to feel assured.
The parts of me
that created the bond,
that knows pain and the losing,
is the bigger part of me.
The stronger part of me.
The truer part of me.
And even though
I'm more familiar with sadness,
I want to see
the truth is
I am so much bigger than that.
Without my capacity to love.
And the deeper I love,
the deeper the pain.
I want to recognize the contrast
and feel assured
that there is part of me
that is bigger than any loss,
any fear,
any shame,
any guilt.
I can only feel shame
if part of me
desires
to know greatness,
to do great things.
Otherwise,
I could not recognize shame.
I can only recognize guilt.
Experience guilt.
If parts of me
are in alignment
with good,
with serving others,
with being part
of uplifting
and contributing.
I can only know anger
if part of me
knows
justice,
right,
truth,
what's correct.
I can only know anger
if part of me
desires
that all is good
and right
for all.
I can only know
fear
if part of me
experiences courage.
I can only know
whatever it is I'm feeling,
because there is so much more to me
than what I feel,
than what I tune into,
into any one experience.
I want to love and accept.
I want to feel comfort and compassion.
Because I'm all of it.
I'm all of it.
I have the capacity to love
in a way
that leaves the human body,
the human mind,
the human heart
in great pain.
I have the capacity
to uplift others,
to serve others,
just as I have the capacity
to feel betrayed and abandoned,
alone
and sad.
I'm all of it.
I'm all of it.
And now I want to resonate
with the higher frequency,
the better feeling places,
when it is appropriate
for me to feel good.
I want to feel so good
in between the suffering
that others feel naturally good around me.
That I attract good to me.
Or a little less drama
than I usually attract.
I want to trust this physical body
that stores memories
that were so painful the first time.
My mind refuses to recognize them.
I want to see.
I want to love.
That there is so much to me.
So many different parts of me.
And all of them
are
connected
to a loving Creator.
I am a beloved child
of the Creator.
I want to give back.
I want to connect to the Creator
through my ability
to love
in spite of loss.
I want to be so good at loving
that I feel the loss
deeply,
profoundly,
and choose to love again.
I want to be so good at joy
that I allow myself
time to grieve,
compassion,
when I feel emotions
and have no idea what they're attached to.
I want to serve
in ways
that don't add to the suffering,
don't contribute to pity,
or weakness,
or negativity,
but hold a space,
hold a vibration,
that even in all of the mess,
all of the chaos,
it's a pretty good planet
to visit for a lifetime.
I want to be
all of the change
I'm desiring to see in the world.
I want to be
positive expectation,
uplifting connection,
inspiring
thought and action.
I want to be
the changes
I'd like to see
in this world.
I want to live it
in each day of my life.
I want to be forgiveness.
Even when the offense
makes no sense at all.
I want to feel safe.
Even when things
cost money.
I want to feel
empowered.
Even when I visit
the grief.
I want to feel
connected
to consciousness,
to awakening,
even when I'm surrounded
by negativity
and unconsciousness.
I want to feel appreciation
of this physical experience,
even when
I have an allergic reaction.
I want to feel empowered.
Because I want to be in choice.
I want to know
that whatever I'm in,
I can trust me
to change,
grow,
create more,
allow more. I want to see that I'm doing everything right. Everything right. I can't think that. No one thinks that. I want to
think.
I want to feel that even in my grief, even in my chaos, even in my imbalance, even in my body, struggling to keep up, I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything right.
I'm here
for contrast.
I'm here
for consciousness,
evolution.
And I can't evolve.
I wouldn't even want to evolve
if it wasn't painful
where I used to be.
And whatever remnants of that
are stored in my body,
I want to love me
with compassion.
With humor.
With patience.
Not really.
But I'd like some patience.
I'd like to consider.
I could reach
for patience
for me.
I want to be the change
I'd like to see in the world.
And I'd like to start with me.
Okay. Deep breath.